Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about giving yourself time to let things actually happen.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, hope you're well. I'm heading down to a basketball court. It's Tuesday morning. And one of the things that I love to do is play basketball, especially midweek, during the week. Everyone else is at work or not because you're furloughed or at home. But I love to go play basketball. It used to be in summer, going swimming in the sea at about 9:30. We're an hour ahead. So it used to be, you know, I'd be in a Mediterranean sea on my back and people are, you know, stuck in traffic at 8:30. I used to really enjoy that. You need something as a reminder, don't you, really? Anyway, so that's not what we're talking about in this video. What we are going to talk about is just about giving stuff time to take effect. And what I mean by that is, look, if you're starting a new business or you've got an existing business that you're looking to grow, you don't wake up one morning and run a marketing campaign and suddenly, like that, everything falls into place, the stars align, the pigs are flying, and miraculously you double your revenue in the next 30 days. It tends not to happen like that. And there's very few businesses that it does happen to, except those amazing coaching businesses where I was, I was a loser one day and then I implemented this one thing and now I'm doing £1 trillion a day. You know, it's just bullshit and we know it's bullshit, right? So what I mean is, you know, let's say you're running a plumbing business and you want to increase the revenues of that business. You don't just get a brand new website and a social media team and a sales team and suddenly overnight you start doubling your sales. That's just not how it happens. Certainly not in my experience. Now, I don't know about other people's experiences. I can only talk about mine, but certainly with clients as well. They don't do one little thing, this one secret, and suddenly the whole business changes. Because it's not that one little thing that makes an effect in that business. Now, don't get me wrong here. I had a conversation last night, actually, with a chap that we're doing a website for. And we're talking about a chain, and if you've got a weak link in the chain, and for this particular chap, it was distribution of his actual product, because he doesn't have distribution in the UK. So something like that, if he fixes that problem, and suddenly now people can actually buy the thing, and it can get distributed, that actually is one thing that makes a big difference. But even then, on something like that, it's usually not just that one thing. There's a whole raft of other things as to why a particular thing's not selling. People don't know about it, people don't trust it, they're unfamiliar with it, they've just not seen enough of it, for example. And, I mean, I was looking at somebody else's website last night, and it was one of this guy's distributors, and their website, it was like something from the 90s, and it had one page that worked, and all the other pages that you clicked on, none of them worked. I mean, it's just dreadful. And so if I'm an end user looking for this thing and I go to the distributor's website and even that doesn't work, like, what's that telling me? Some of the things I'm going to do today is put a call in to that business to see if we can do their website for them. We'll give them a discount, whatever, because that in turn will help this other client get that solved. But even that, when that's solved, isn't the thing that's going to solve it. There are multiple things that are causing your business right now not to work. Now, when we say give it time, yeah, absolutely, you've got to give it time. But that's like also saying giving the sunflower bulb, daffodil bulb, let's use that one. We used to buy daffodils when I used to fly over to see the kids. We'd buy them on a Friday, we'd stick them in a vase, and by Monday, the flower is really nice. But if you've got buy a daffodil bulb, and you just put it in a vase and don't put water in it and there's no soil and no nutrients and you just give it time, it's just going to die, right? And that's very much like your business. Your business is also going to die if you don't give it the right nutrients in order to grow, the right environment for it to grow, the right set of circumstances for it to grow. I mean, maybe you need a team of people to get on that daffodil bulb. One to do the planting, one to do the watering, an expert to do sunlight, whatever, right? But you get the general gist. And so this is what you need to be doing in your business. as a business owner, and I know this, you try and do it all yourself. And I've been there, like, you know, loads of times. And it's only, I'd say, in the last 5 to 10 years have I kind of realised, you know, let's try and have a competition with myself to see how little I can do this week and just pass it on to other people, other team members. And as soon as we started doing that, the business started to take off because there were other people better at doing other things than I am. Like our graphics, for example, we've got graphic designers who have degrees. You know, if I've got a degree in designing logos, for crying out loud, how on earth am I supposed to compare with that? Well, I'm not, and that's the whole point. You're not supposed to be doing it all yourself. You're supposed to be doing the bits that you're good at yourself, and the other bits should be given to somebody else so that they can actually do them. But you've got to give yourself the time to be able to do this, but you've also got to be able to give your business the correct resources. So if you're trying to do social media all on your own, like, I mean, seriously, between you and I, what do you know about social media? I mean, really, what do you know about social media? Like, more than the next guy, more than the next average business owner? Nothing, right? So why are you not distributing your social media marketing off to an agency who's got the, you know, the graphic designers and the video editors and the content coordinators and so on and so on and so on? Why are you not doing that? Why are you trying to do everything on your own? It just doesn't work. And so, yes, whilst you should be giving business time to grow and for people to get to know you, you should also be utilising the resources of the people around you that can help your business grow and strive forwards to get exactly what it is that you're wanting on your business. So yes, while time is a great healer, time is only, you know, if you set a bone, if you break a bone and you set a bone, time is a great healer. But if you set the bone wrong, time is not a great healer. Time, I mean, it heals wrongly, right? And it's exactly the same. You have to give the bone the right resources, the right level of education in order to know how to fix it, the right expertise on that bone to set it in the right place, and then you have to give it time. So if you're not getting the resources in place yet, then that's definitely something that you need to work on. Anyway, hope that's useful for you. A little bit different there. Come and join us on our website. We have all sorts of services. You should come and take a look. And if you're not on the website, come and join the Mastermind group. It's free of charge. It's on Facebook. Come and find us. My name's Dan Latter. We'll speak to you on the next video. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.